You know, I have really always taken an interest in history in general, I suppose you would say, ever since I was a kid. So I was also born and raised here in University City. I went to the old the Christ the King here in the old Mercy High School. I went in the Army for a couple of years and then studied, various places. Then, you know, once I finished, as happens to many St. Louisans who go abroad, the homing device kicks in. I came home to spawn, you know, came back upriver.
That's me too.
But my family's lived here in New City for an awfully long time as well. So that's the interest I take. I've served on other commissions, and I served on the Stormwater Task Force when it was a task force and then became a commission, and Arts and Letters, and now I'm here.
Where do you live in New City, John?
Do you know where Berkeley Square is by any chance?
No.
I live off of Amherst and Hanley.
Oh, okay.
Block street. I live right across the street.
Oh, I think I've jogged through there. Yeah.
It's a little tiny one block street. I grew up here in New City, and when we bought a house here, I didn't even know where it was. I'm right across the street from the old Hanley Junior High School.
Junior High School, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I can look out as I'm looking out the window right now. I can see where Hanley Junior High School used to be.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
I just sent Ed an email. He's usually a few minutes early. So
I would say it's 6:03. So let's go ahead and get started. John, I know you started the recording. So
alrighty.
I will ask that you do the roll call for our
chair. I'd be happy to. Chairman Rob Clark.
Here.
There. There we go. Chris Trahan.
Here.
Yeah. Christine Mackey Ross.
Here.
Ed Nichols. Not yet. Helen Fuller will not be able to make it. Pete Holness.
Yeah.
And John Timon.
Here.
Here. So we do indeed have a quorum. We have 5 members. So
great.
And we'll try not to count John twice.
There you go. You're better, I'm sure, at math than I will ever be. So.
Hey, if I get to vote twice, I'm good.
Okay, Mayor Daly.
So we have no minutes to consider this evening, which leads us straight to item 3, which is public comments. John, did we get anybody?
We have nobody, and nobody contacted me up until today, so we have none.
Okay. I don't know that we've got any old business on the agenda. Does anybody else have any other old business that we need to talk about? Okay. Having said that, we'll move to new business. John, you want to introduce item A, which is...
I would be happy to. Let me put this aside. Item A is 349 Westgate Avenue in the Parkview Historic District. That's a local historic district, and it's for a window replacement. And, of course, it, the requisite code sections are at the bottom. 400.1870A6, the replacement of doors... door frames, windows, or window frames, and installation of replacement storm windows and storm doors when the openings are in facades facing a street. So it does not need to require a building permit, but it does need approval from the HPC. And this is not, despite what it says on the computer, this is not Dan Mosner on top. That is Mr. Ken Green, and he is going be representing the application. So Ken, give about just a few minutes of and there is a big in the packet was all the details about the windows too, by the way. So
thank you. Dan Mosner is one of our project managers. I'm the design consultant that consummated the agreement with Mary Lou and Michael Kaufman on Westgate Avenue, and we always send out, I'm with Renewal by Anderson of St. Louis, by the way. We always send out a project manager after we consummate the agreement. He goes out and takes specific measurements before we would order the project, go over all the details with the customer. It came back that it was, U-City Historic. I think Dan sent everything, I think, to you with all the specs and all the details and how we would do the installation and everything. I assume you received all of that. And that is pretty much it. It is pretty much like for like. The only change on the upper windows and in the third floor facing the front, there's a slight adjustment in the size, and that's just to make the windows level and plumb because they've settled, obviously, since 1910, I think, when the house was built. And then the only other slight change is unit 207, which is the front bedroom, which has a large double hung window. And to make it line up with the window below it that was done previously, it takes about a half an inch on each side of the width of that window. Other than that, all the windows are like for like. I think you have an agreement with the color. We're not doing anything different with the color. So according to my notes, and maybe you've dug in more, I have it in front of me, everything else would be like for like as far as the installation goes. So it would match the rest of the house that has been done previously. Did that explain it okay, John? I didn't know.
I think it did. Ken, thank you.
So I'll ask if any of the commission members have questions for Mr. Green.
I may add real quick, Rob, if you don't mind, Ed Nichols joined us just a couple seconds after Ken started the talk. So.
Great. Good evening, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
I don't have any questions. It looked like for like to me, and I'm familiar with having to take that half an inch off to get a replacement window in. We had to do that too. So I have no questions.
No, though I don't have any objections to that neither. I've looked at the all the detail that's came through, and I'm also familiar with the manufacturers. Their quality is pretty good. I'm impressed with their quality, and like for like, I don't have any objections to that. It's as far as I'm concerned, it is fine.
Yeah. Anyone else with questions? I will ask a couple, Ken, really quickly if I could.
Sure.
On unit 207, the half inch, suffice to say, and I wasn't clear, is it a half inch larger or smaller?
Smaller. Okay. Because it's a double hung window.
Got it.
And if you make it any, it wouldn't be able to so raise it.
The size limitation required it to be.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Suffice to say, not something that anybody would notice from the street.
No one would notice from the street.
I was just about to ask that because it wouldn't really be noticeable that.
No
degree of difference.
And then the dormer windows, if I read it, it talked about picture windows. So will those be larger or?
No, those would be, it's even less than a half an inch. Okay. It's just to make it level.
Gotcha.
Because those have settled up there.
Gotcha. So
and we have to have it level and plumb for the installation, obviously.
So on the application form, when it says units 301 to 303 changing to picture windows, that may be true, but it's not really changing the size or appearance in any
No, oh. Correct.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Anybody have anything else for Mr. Green? Okay. If not, is there any other discussion? Is there a motion with respect to the application?
I'll move that the application be accepted as presented, noting a couple points of discussion. that we've already had, and with no changes.
Is there a second?
And I'll make the first second of my tenure here.
Now we know you're truly a member of the commission.
Yeah, that's right. You're in the minutes now, John.
That's right.
Any other discussion? If not, John, I know traditionally we have done this by roll call, but I'm not sure is that required. I think we can do a voice vote, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. If there's no other discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, motion carries.
We threw 6-0.
Yes.
Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you. So I'm going to obviously get off the meeting. Yep. You know, will you then just send an email back to Dan that it'll be approved?
I will indeed, yes.
So we can move forward?
Mm-hmm.
Sure thank thing. You very much. Nice meeting all of you, and thank you again.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank Bye. You. Bye-bye.
Okay. I guess, John, we're moving on to item B, which is the 222 Linden Avenue.
We are indeed. 222 Linden Avenue in the Linden-Kingsbury Historic District. This is for a siding replacement. And Mr. Reeb wasn't able to make it to the meeting tonight. But it's really straightforward. House is owned by Mary Roos. And it's the requisite code section is down at the bottom, 400.1840A2. Just basically addition, demolition, removal, and substantial alteration of exterior features of all structures in the district. Features to be regulated include, but aren't limited to, roofs, exterior walls, window openings, window door frames, so on and so forth. The exterior walls is the pertinent section we're talking about here. And actually, Mr. Reed brought in the photograph that was on the back of the
that was great.
Staff report. That actually is sitting in our conference room right now. He wants me to sign that and give it back to him. This is his last project before he is retiring. So I guess he wants a memento of some kind. And the one on the left-hand side is what's there now. And the one on the right is, I'm not sure what that black mark is up on top where it says proposed new. That isn't really on the shingle itself. But I couldn't even tell the difference. Talk about replacing like for like. I mean, and there was something in the code about those four or five homes in through there having the dark shingles and stuff like that. Stuff like that. That's probably not a very architectural term. But it is consistent with both sections of the code. And he said he looked around real hard to find this stuff as the homeowner was really trying to find. And he said, yeah, he found it enough to do the entire house. So he's quite pleased, and it's going to be more than like for like. It's the exact same thing for the exact same thing, only in much better condition.
Mm-hmm. What is the material, the new material? Is it wood or?
Cedar.
Cedar.
And I would have brought that home with me, but I'm not sure if I would have done it justice by. And actually, it's also really heavy. So
someone would question if you were lugging that around with you.
Oh, he brought the actual material. He brought the actual material in.
Uh huh. Yeah. This is sitting in our conference room. You see the conference room table behind the picture.
Yeah.
And on the other side of this, he had what would have been proposed otherwise, and it looked like this plastic looking. Siding type stuff. He said it would have looked much different and not near as good as the stuff he has here.
Good on him. Do you mind?
Sorry.
New member.
Yeah.
Christine, you locked out there for a moment.
It is a public meeting. All anybody have any questions regarding the application that we should discuss with John?
I don't. I thought it was a miracle that they found the material that was so identical. Yeah.
And he said he hadn't ordered it yet, so I'll give him a call later on and tell him he's free to order it. I told him, I said, I don't think they'll have any problem with that. I would imagine they'll be quite pleased that you found the same stuff.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if there's no questions or other discussion, is there a motion with respect to the application?
I move to approve.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay, second by Christine. Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Christine, what did your cat vote?
Yes, but definitely yes.
The cat is a big fan of Peter Schiff.
Never done that before. I've been working from this desk for 3 years. It was a first. Must be something about your voices.
My voice has a tendency to put people to sleep, so maybe that was it.
It's very soothing. So, John, I don't see Council Member Klein. I presume we do not have a council liaison report this evening.
I don't believe we do. No, I copied her on the emails, and I didn't hear back from her one way or the other. So, she may be tied up otherwise.
That's okay. No problem at all. So, with that, I think we are to adjournment. Unless there's anything else, John.
Nope.
Fastest meeting pick, on the West.
I think we've set a new record. I'm taking full credit for that.
I think you should.
Running 17 minutes. That's good.
They used to go like an hour and a half. So.
I like your meetings, Rob.
I will do my best to keep it up. So
I'm going to go pick up limbs in my backyard. So.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I think I have
leaf stickers in my.
Nice meeting, everybody.
You too. Thank you.
So,
thank you. Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care of yourself.
I certainly will. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Take care, man.